There's an interesting observation that one must observe how the Torah talks about the Madrigas HaTorah of Yaakov Avinu in three different parashiyos. You have in Parashas Tolos that the Torah talks about the Milas Yaakov Avinu is Dvegas BaTorah. You have the Parashas Vayetze, and you have in Parashas Vayishlach. The one in Tolos is the Ish Tam Yeshiva Holam. The one of Vayetze is Vayishkav Bamokmahu, that just Bamokmahu he slept, no other, throughout the 14 years, Sheva Evi didn't sleep. And in Parashat Vayishlach is Vayovi Yankiv Sholem, Ishachem Rashi says Sholem B'Terosei. Now, Kefi Anira, we're talking about three different Milas and Madrigas HaTorah in these three places. And it might have a very big ramification to all of us. Kefi Anira, the first Madrigas HaTorah of Ishtam Yeshiv Olam, that is the Madriga of Rishbi. At that point, Yaakov didn't have any worries. He didn't have any tzaras yet. Then he was talking Yeshiv B'Shalva in the early Yeshiv Olam. And B'Pashas, he was in Masa to Torah B'Madrigas Rishbi, because that was not even called the Mountain Torah, like the priest of his Miyasid, the Gabbai Avraham Avinu. Then Parashas Vayetze is the parasha where he's working for a living. He's working very hard all day, part of the night. That's the Madrigas Rabbi Shmuel of Hanig Bahem Midas Darcheres that I feel b'divrei Torah atz. I feel b'divrei Torah Hanig Bahem meaning b'divrei Torah atz from Midas Darcheres. Meaning even Mishoy Yoitzik b'Malacha b'Yodayim. And Rishayim make the point, the reason why the Ovis like that business of Hayitzayin is because they're only working with their hands, so their mind, they can still be Isaac b'muskolas, b'shayas, they're doing the work. And Kefi Anira, there was a chonam yuchedes that was nidrish to get that Milas HaTorah of Rabbi Shmuel, of the Yudal Shonam and Shaveira. All the Shonam that he was Yeshiv HaOlam would not be enough of Achona to hold on to a Madrigas HaTorah when he's working for a living day and night. When he's had that Shvekha, that's the hardest one. Holding on to your Madrigas HaTorah that you have and you achieve and being Omer B'Torah B'chol Koichoi, B'chol Koichoi Se'iyon B'shoah that he's in the Olam HaChulan and he's busy being Ezek and being Teref L'Beisoi. That is the Avodah Kasha that needed a bezunder achana of the Yudal Shonam. And what was that achana? That achana was that there was no sleep. That means to say that even in Rishbi and in Parashas Tolos, there was some time to sleep. Maybe it was 10 minutes, maybe it was 50, I don't know what it was. But that vort about Makom Ahu, the only way to be masig that Madrigas HaTorah, that when he guy starts to work and becomes a balabos, he still could learn and hold on to his Madrigas HaTorah only with a tremendous Mesiras Nefesh. And Mesiras Nefesh in that Inyan Gufa of no sleep. For the first time in his life, the only way he can learn to say this is only if he gets up very early in the morning. All his life he was calm like a Ben Melech, Begimel Shoyes. Now he has to get up at 5:30 in order to get in a Seder before the davening, before his commute to work. It needs to convince the Achana and Mesiras Nefesh and Kinyan of Vatida Shina Meinai. Or if he's going to work after a whole day when he's really worn out and tired and wiped out, his eyes are closing. If he has the Achana Mestarechas of a Kinyan HaTorah of that Pashav Ayetze, then he'll be able to hold on to his Madrigas HaTorah even throughout his work period. Pashav Ayishlach, that's a different Madrigas HaTorah. That the Rambam says that it's a Maila Gedoyla L'mishem Nispanis M'maisi Yodov. And he brings Hill that was a Chayt of Eitzim. Now that's a little different than Rabbi Shmuel. At least like Rabbi Yaakov Avinu. At that point, Yaakov Avinu was already went into retirement. He finished with his work, and he's now going to be living off of his 401k. Yaakov Avinu, Sheva Yifri to Ishmoid, became wealthy. He's not caught with the tzayin anymore. Bonov hoyu es mikneiy basada. Hoyu roy tzayin mechav. Everybody else, not him. He's back to Madrigas Rishbi, but he's being nana mimaisi yodov. He's not taking matanas from anybody. it's a different world. That's the Ma'ariv HaTorah of the people who retire and move to Lakewood. That's the third Ma'ariv. But the one that we got to talk about is, if you have a young man that's learning a Kohel, and he thinks that I'm not the type of guy that's going to be a Torah Seyim Nasi, it's not really, I'm not good with kids, I don't envision being a Rebbe, or because the job market is so difficult, he doesn't see it. He does see that at some point he's going to be doing something in the Amal HaPanos field. So then he feels, so do I have to be so mismassing out to my limits? Could I cut it out a Zman earlier? I'm sounding like I'm going to be a Torah Seyim Nasi. So it looks like from this Indian, that person needs more. That person needs the Yudal Shonam of Achana, Berdei, to hold on to his Matrigas HaTorah while he's working. He needs to be kind of that phenomenal Kayach of Mesiris Nefesh for it. The Mesiris Nefesh means I went beyond the Gvulim, not sleeping for 3 days is beyond the Gvulim. He didn't sleep for 14 years, that means he went beyond the Gvulim. That's the only way that he can be Miskayim, because we're talking about a guy that learned Torah in yeshiva for years. He understands that learning a sugya without seeing the Rebbe Kvega is not galant. And without seeing the says in the sefers and thinking, debating about it, is not galant. He doesn't have the time for it. Learning the daf is by him not galant. He has a chasog of what learning is. So he needs to get a siyaz nishmaim of flow, l'mayla mikoiches. That the hour and a half that he learns, if it's loisita shina meina, and he got that kinyan that he's fully up and alert, he'll have this Yad Yishmael being able to hold mit with all his kaychas and kishrenes in Amal and in HaTorah Karoi. But that needs even a bigger commitment, Meirosh, in order before he goes into that middle gedda. That needs the prayer of the 14 years. So anyone who has such a plan, that's a bigger Mechai way now, because with the prayer you do, that's the hardest to hold on to that king. So that's the chayr, the chayrish was great to raise from the Madrigas HaTorah and Pashas Vayetzi. So Dor HaGemora in Chagiga Daf Yud that commiserates a little bit with the problem but does not give a direct solution. The Gemara says that somebody who's Yetzer mitalmud lemishneh ein lo shalom. This person used to learn like a mensch, learn Talmud, bimaz bistumis, havona, and now he's just learning Mishnah, meaning just getting he's doing the Mishnayos for the day, the Daf for the day, the Shmiras HaLoshim for the day, whatever else there is, he's even doing it, but suffers over his own learning Mishnah. Ain't Shalom. That person does not have peace. He feels a void. There's something eating up in him. When in Gemara Shlita, I feel enough, somebody's Yetzim me Talmud to Talmud. Ain't Lee Shalom. Actually, says he went from Talmud Bavli to Yerushalmi. Bavli is Almuk Yosef. So to give up that Shtikal Oymek, ain't Shalom. So what are we all supposed to do? What's the plan? We're headed, God forbid, for Ein Shalom, somebody who's going to be Yotze, be Talmud or Talmud. Tavish says he has to get that ability and a certain Siyad Yishmael to be able to, even the few hours, to apply himself with Daimik. And if he puts in that Mesichas Nefesh, Meikara, then he's Zeichet to that Siyad Yishmael Kenira. That's the plan. To Chapara in the Bechira of Yotze, he must give him a Yagi Bevinu. That's the point I wanted to share with you. Do we have any more time? A few minutes.